The epistle appointed to be read for this, the first Sunday after Easter, Low Sunday, is taken from the first epistle of St. John. Beloved, all that is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, our faith. Who is there that overcomes the world if not he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is he who came in water and in blood, Jesus Christ, not in the water only, but in the water and in the blood. And it is the Spirit that bears witness that Christ is the truth. For there are three that bear witness in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit. And these three are one. And there are three that bear witness on earth, the Spirit and the water and the blood. And these three are one. If we receive the testimony of men, the testimony of God is greater. For this is the testimony of God which is greater, that he has borne witness concerning his Son. He who believes in the Son of God has the testimony of God in himself. And the Holy Gospel is taken from St. John. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. At that time, when it was late that same day, the first day of the week, though the doors where the disciples gathered had been closed for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in the midst and said to them, "Peace be to you." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples therefore rejoiced at the sight of the Lord. He therefore said to them again, "Peace be to you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you." When he had said this, he breathed upon them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit, whose sins you shall forgive, and whose sins you shall forgive, they are forgiven them. And whose sins you shall retain, they are retained." Now Thomas, one of the 12, called the twin, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see his hands in the print of the nails, and put my finger into the place of the nails, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." And after 8 days, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas with them. Jesus came, the doors being closed, and stood in their midst and said, "Peace be to you." Then he said to Thomas, "Bring here thy finger, and see my hands, and bring here thy hand, and put it into my side, and be not unbelieving, but believing." Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Because thou hast seen me, Thomas, thou hast believed. Blessed are they who have not seen and yet have believed." Many other signs also Jesus worked in the sight of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name. Thus for this Sunday's Holy Gospel. My beloved people, this morning I draw your attention to the observance, to the celebration tomorrow of the Feast of the Annunciation of Our Blessed Mother. As you know, this has been transferred because it took place originally during Holy Week. And of course, we could not celebrate it at that time. So it is being celebrated tomorrow. And Tuesday, which is another transfer of the feast of our Most Holy Father Benedict, who also took place during Holy Week, we celebrate this Tuesday. We ask you for your particular prayers for us, for our Benedictine family, on this day particularly. And in today's bulletin, you will notice that there is a little writing concerning the mind of Saint Benedict and the proper observance of the monastic life. This morning, there is a bit of sadness, but we are not wanting to be too sad, but we do wish our beloved Alfred and Aurora Kretzbach a blessed farewell. They're moving to Texas. After this Mass, there will be, as all of you know, a little celebration. You know where it is and where it takes place, and everybody is invited to attend. So please go there and give your best wishes to these two wonderful people who have always been a sign of piety, a sign of loyalty, and a sign of faith. We hate to see them go. I hate to see them go. This morning, if you would be so kind, please let them approach, just the two of them, approach the communion rail by themselves to receive their Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in our church before they move. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, Amen. My beloved people, the death of the second John Paul has been an event that has set off a variety of reactions. There are those who mourn his death, and there are those who rejoice, and believe it or not, are actually celebrating his passing. Thank God, there are also those who can pray to be counted amongst the ones who with peace of mind and joy of heart accept in all humility the reality of the judgment of him who alone is judge. Of those who with the full strength of good and right conviction do give testimony of truth. Such ones have the grace to know that judgment rests entirely in the hands of him before whom every one of us must one day stand in the presence of. Such ones also know to ask for the great gift of understanding, to understand that personal and human opinion and personal and human approval or disapproval has in no way whatsoever affected the judgment that has been given to this man, this mortal man. We must pray, therefore, that a merciful judgment has been given him. We must pray in our heart of hearts that we can accept that judgment with peace, serenity, and joy. And that then we can go forth and believe in the immeasurable and unsearchable goodness of our good God. And now, with pure and unfeigned Christian charity, let us kneel and cry out to the Holy Spirit of God that he will give to us enlightenment and understanding, while at the same time, let us not be hesitant to pray for the repose of the soul of this man. Please kneel.